Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Aaron Bott. He's with the Division of Wildlife Resources. We're going to be talking about shed hunting, a big deal that everybody likes to get out and do that. And that's coming up quickly. You've got to take an online course. We're going to tell you where you can do that. Ice fishing is in full swing right now. It's a lot of fun. People are getting out and having a good time with that. And just really quick, we're going to talk about the Wildlife Board that's looking for a couple of members. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start right out of the gate, and we'll cover it really quickly. The Wildlife Board, they're looking for a couple of members. Now, the Wildlife Board is really what sets the tone for everything as far as hunting and that kind of thing in the state is.
Yeah, that's right. So the Wildlife Division, we're responsible for doing the biology and enforcing the regulations and the law in terms of all wildlife management. But really, wildlife belongs to the public, and so we have many different public processes where people get to pitch in their ideas, their thoughts, their feelings, and ultimately this goes up to the Wildlife Board in Salt Lake. It's a committee put together, appointed by the governor, and they determine how the wildlife will be managed in Utah.
And if you're interested in taking part of that, you've got to send in an application and everything, and all the information is there on your guys' website.
That's right.
Okay. Let's jump right into it then. Shed hunting is coming up. I believe it's like the first or the second week in February. Is that correct?
Yeah, it technically begins February 1st. So it's a really fun sport. It's becoming more and more popular. And it's something I myself like to participate in.
And a lot of people go out, and it's something that you can really do with the whole family.
Oh, yeah.
And get out there and get outside and have some fun. Now, one thing that you've got to have is you've got to have a permit to go do this. But it's very simple to get one. So let's talk about that, and let's talk about the need for permits. Why do people need to have them?
Well, I think to answer your second question first, I'll talk a little bit about the biology of the animals. So all deer species produce antlers, which is basically a bone that protrudes from the skull. It's an exterior bone. And these bones, these antlers, grow every year, and then they're shed every year. It's based off of the hormone levels during the rut and after the rut. So typically in December, your largest animals, your moose, will start to shed their antlers, and then your mule deer start to shed theirs in February and January, and elk will then shed theirs in March. To grow these antlers every year really is difficult for these animals. It requires a lot of nutrients, and we ask the public to be very courteous of these animals, especially at this time of year in late winter when they haven't had a lot of nutrients and they might be hungry, they're skinny, and we don't want people to chase animals around, stalk them, waiting for those antlers to drop. So this course that we offer online, it's free, basically is an educational course. So you go on and it's a Q&A. Introduction teaches you how to be ethical when you go out shed hunting.
And as we said, a lot of people like to do it now. It's great fun, and they get out there and they have a really good time doing it.
Yeah, it's the more family members you can get out there, the better, because you got more eyeballs in the field.
All right, Aaron, let's close with talking about ice fishing right now. How's ice fishing going?
It's going really well. We've had a lot of success down in the southern portion of the region on recapture all the way up into Schofield. It's been doing really well, and people are having lots of fun getting out.
All right. So get out there, have a good time, and get your ice fishing in now. Aaron, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time to talk to us today. If anybody has any questions, what's the website there that they can find everything on?
They can go to wildlife.utah.gov.
All right. Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.